This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Well, you better buckle up, Buttercup, because here comes 4 straight hours of mumble rapping. Okay, all right, okay. No, it wasn't weird at all that my kid was just in here doing a radio show. No, move along, nothing to see here, just move along. I wasn't pacing outside, waiting so I could get in here, like waiting for him to get out of the bathroom so I could take a shower or anything. Just totally normal circumstances here, nothing out of the ordinary, completely average, run-of-the-mill, fine. To put it in the show's vernacular, day today. Just fine. I'm fine. Hey, Bulldog, I love your show. How you doing? Fine. I'm fine. Not freaked out at all.
I believe it.
Nobody believes me. No, it's all good. It's cool. You guys sounded great, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, you did. I don't know. Whatever. Right. I can't. How am I supposed to assess him? I don't know. It's not my place to.
You'll work yourself into a stupor.
I don't think I can really do that. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. All right. It's here. It's Friday, and let's have a day. I want to have a day. Let's have a day. Something happened. It was very special to me. My 60th birthday was last Tuesday, and Mike, unbeknownst to me, lined up a pantheon of guests from the past and the present, many of our favorites, and at the last moment, like the last segment of the show last Thursday, Danny Gare called in, and I don't know if I said this on the air or off, or even while we were talking to Danny. But, you know, I think I've said this many times. Some of you maybe know, maybe many of you don't. Danny was my favorite player, and still is. He's my all-time favorite Sabre. Like, you know, there don't have to be rules. Like, he could be replaced by someone else someday. But, you know, it's hard to get past the guy that you love when you're 10, right? Like, if you can remember and you can find his highlights, you can find him fighting Dave the Hammer Schultz and whomever else. I just loved Danny. And I said, I I'm not sure if it was while Danny was with us or right after, but, you know, we're in the throes. It's July 1st, right? It's the day of free agency. Thank God Mike booked all these people so we didn't just sit in here and yell at each other about all the things the Sabres weren't doing, because we've done that for more than 20 years now on free agency day. And it's a very frustrating, maddening sort of day, sort of show to host. And Mike booking all of these people for us, and for me, for my birthday, really buffered it. So we're talking to Danny, and at some point it goes off in my head, like, this is how they get you. This is why July 1st is still so frustrating, because I love the Sabres, and I love the Sabres in part because I love Danny Gare, like my first favorite guy on the team. And, you know, obviously there's competition there. I wore number 4 and was kind of a big goony defenseman. So I like not that Jerry Korob was goony. He was a very skilled player, but a big tough guy. Most guys had to be tough to play in the league in those days. So I liked Korob a lot. And of course, the French connection and getting to know Richard Martin and Rene Robert to varying degrees. I never had a social situation with Gilbert. You know, there's competition there, the big redhead, Shoney, but Gare was my guy. Not that I was a little guy. I was a freakishly big kid. The first hockey picture that I have from playing mites out at Leisure Rinks for South Buffalo, I'm like everybody else is barely up to my shoulders. I'm just a freak show, right? So I didn't identify with Danny because he was little, because I was little. But his toughness, how he played, the scoring prowess, I mean, 50-goal scorer, and just would not back down from anybody, right? So since last Tuesday, we had that conversation with Danny, and I either mentioned that on the air or thought it, knowing I was going to be working today alone. This day was booked. Mike took ill yesterday in the afternoon and missed yesterday too, but I knew that Friday, July 11th, I'm going to be in here alone, probably a beautiful summer day, which it is, and I thought, you know, I would like to hear stories from you, the audience, about what lit the fuse for you, right? Like, what got you in to the point where you are, well, hopefully somewhat of a loyal listener to this show and content like this, a big sports fan, right? Whether it's Bills or Sabres or outside the market, whatever, maybe you didn't grow up here, but like, who is the player, the person in sports? Could be team sports, can be individual sports, doesn't really matter. I mean, I certainly expect to hear a lot of Bills and Sabres and have gotten very much of that on my Twitter feed. I'm also reminded of what a Yankee stronghold this market has been. I mean, it's a lot different now because those games aren't just exclusively on here, but for a long time, when I was a kid, Yankees and Mets was the baseball that you got, and you didn't even get, you know, certainly didn't get every game or anything, but you got plenty of them, and the Yankees have always had. So I got a lot of Don Mattinglys from people of a certain age, including one of our guests today, who we'll get to in a moment. So I would just love to hear the stories, if you can call us up at 803-0550 and share with us. I mean, I could fill the entire show with the Twitter responses so far, but that would be kind of boring because it's just me talking and I can barely read because I'm wearing these glasses because I'm too vain to not wear them and they're scratched up and blurry, but we're on TV, so I got to wear the glasses. So I can barely read my computer screen. It's a little inside baseball for you. You did not need to know all that. I'm exaggerating, but I would like to have this be a conversation because Twitter does not really allow for it's limited how much you can explain your choice. You know, got a lot of gifts, which is cool, but I like to hear, you know, whether it was some kind of an interaction. I already saw one person in the chat on YouTube here before the show even started, knowing what today's content was largely going to consist of, saying, I got a stick from Paul Sear back in the 80s, and I remember Randy Burrage teaching power skating classes or something at Holiday Twin Rinks years later than that. Maybe it was probably about 10 years later than that when Burrage was around on the Sabres. And like that's kind of what I want to get as much of as possible. I mean, I realize many of you probably did not, as a 10-year-old, have a chance to meet Don Mattingly. So, you know, you don't have to have a meet-and-greet story. It's not a requirement. But like that's kind of the vibe I'm going for. Like, what do you have to say about why it happened that way? Couple of other things that I noticed on the Twitter feed when I posed this subject to you all. And thank you for the contributions. It's always... It makes me feel good at like noon or 1 o'clock when I put something like that out there and there's lots of feedback immediately. And conversely, doesn't feel so great if I do that and I get here at 3 o'clock and I look and there's like, you know, crickets. Like, maybe today's subject matter isn't what the people want. But I feel like I'm prepared for this to go over pretty well, given the feedback I've already gotten. Max Afinogenov. For people like this is Sneaky Joe. Sneaky Joe, when he was our producer, now he's morning show co-host. I knew he was a big Max Afinogenov dog. I'm a Max Afinogenov fan. I said dog because I'm thinking about him naming his dog after Max Afinogenov. He and his wife Brianne have a dog, and its name is I think Finn, short for Afinogenov. If I'm not mistaken, and Joe was such a big, you know, he's. Maybe about the age I am when I got turned on to Danny Gare when Max Afinogenov is on the Sabres. And I got a lot of that. And it's funny how like age skews it. Like I looking back at it now, I understood it while it was happening. Like Afinogenov was a very popular player on the team. He was never my favorite because I always felt like for all the flash and dash that there was, he often was a player that didn't really know how to play with his teammates. Like he was so gifted and he would do amazing things and scored many highlight reel goals doing his own thing. But like incorporating the other guys is a key element of playing good team hockey. And I never felt like Max, either guys didn't know how to play with him or he couldn't figure out how to fit in with other guys. I mean, it's not like the story of his career or anything, but for that reason, I always felt like he was a bit of an odd, it just didn't really always appeal to me. When I'm off the team or think he was a huge problem necessarily, but the flash and the dash by the age I am when he's, you know, hitting the beach here with the Sabres, I kind of was like, I don't know. It's a lot of noise that doesn't really amount to much to me anyway. So, but you know, for people who were 10 or 12 years old, when they started watching the Sabres and Max Afinogenov was doing what he did, that goal in Tampa against the Lightning was still one of the most incredible goals I've ever seen in the NHL. A lot of people gravitated to him. So anyway, those are just a couple of observations off the top of things that stood out from social media today where I posed this question. We'll get right to calls here in a second. 803-0550 is the number if you want to get in here with the story. We do have the next, after 3:30, like about an hour booked in guest-wise. Sam Pantionovich, our buddy from Bet Sweats, will join us for his weekly visit. That's at 3:30. And then at 4, our buddy Matt Perino from the Shout podcast. So a lot of Bills content coming up. And Perino's in this Mattingly camp I describe of, you know, growing up around here, Yankee fans, and Mattingly is the dude for him. At least according to what he shared on social media. So that's the lay of the land for the show. Other than that, we got lots of time to kind of stretch out and hang out and talk about this subject, you know, because I still have the St. Louis Blues roster open. Just saying, like, I don't know. I think after today I will close it. But I said that last week, and then I came back from the 4th of July, and I opened it back up, you know, just in case. But, you know, in lieu of a big Sabres Bowen Byram trade, let's talk about what got you into all this in the first place. Why you even care to turn on this show or any show like this on the station or anywhere else, whatever it is you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You pass the time with sports content wise. There's something that lit the fuse probably for you when you were a kid, and I'm totally up for hearing those stories. 803-0550 is the number to get on board. Let's fire it up. Mike is first up this segment and this afternoon on WGR. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Bulldog, how are you?
Fantastic, man.
First off, I want to congratulate you on raising your son. He is doing a phenomenal job. He really is.
That's nice of you to say. I appreciate the compliment, Mike.
That's a fact. I mean, compliment is great, but here's what made me become a sports fan. I'm going to start with the players, and then I'm going to give you a story that I think everyone on that will hear it will really like.
Excellent. Good.
First off, it's O.J., Ahmad Rashad, Johnny Bench, Gilles Perreault, and Randy Smith. Those were the ones. Now, here's the story. When the Bills were playing in a Monday night football game against the Raiders in the 70s, it was a Monday night football game. I was at the game with my father, with my father's friend who owned a bar, and with one of his kids. The Bills were losing the game by, I believe, 13 points with a little over 2 minutes to go. We were sitting close to the end zone, but it was on like the 5-yard line, about three rows up. I looked at my dad, and I said, "Dad, let's go. It's over. We're going to lose." And this lady in front of me turned around, and she was a heavyset lady. And she looked at me, and she goes, "Sonny," she goes, "the game isn't over until the fat lady sings." Now listen.
Mike, let me just interrupt you. How old are you at this time?
14, maybe.
Okay. It's very curious to me that you wanted to leave. Like, because my experience as a kid, like, I never, and my dad was the same way. My dad didn't want to ever leave anything early that we went to.
I got to tell you, I want to finish this story.
Yeah, for sure.
Because this made my whole life change. Even to this day, she said, the game isn't over till the fat lady sings. Well, anyways, we ended up beating the Raiders. We're the only team to beat John Madden on a Monday Night Football game. We ended up winning the game, and Ahmad Rashad became it was a come-out game for him. And now the lady turned around to me right at the end of the game and said, the fat lady is singing. So for my whole life, I'm 63 now, Bulldog, and I played hockey against you in leisure ranks.
Mercy, when we were kids?
When we were kids, yes.
Wow, that's crazy. With that, we're 3 years apart. That's interesting that we would have ever crossed paths that way. But
well, we did because you took a slap shot from the blue line, and I got in front of it and stopped it.
How in the world do you remember that?
It ended up deflecting and hit me in the head.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I remember that.
Well, that Mike. Anyway, That's a great memory, and thank you for the story. I really do appreciate it. That game is 1974 for folks who don't know it, and I happen to have, well, I don't want to, I shouldn't give away why I happen to have like a paragraph on that game, but I'm helping with a project that you'll find out about in a few weeks, I think. But that game, 1974, it's week one, Bills and Raiders. Seven straight seasons with no playoffs. This is a little paragraph that was prepared by the person I'm helping do this project. Buffalo reestablishes itself against John Madden's club on Monday Night Football. OJ is sidelined with injury. The lead changes three times in the final 2 minutes. Joe Ferguson hits Ahmad Rashad to take the lead with 1:56 to play, but Art Toms, it says? Yeah, returns Jim Braxton's fumble for a touchdown, and then Rashad catches another touchdown with 26 seconds left to give the Bills the win. Also, footnote, George Blanda, the Raiders kicker, missed a 50-yard field goal as time expired. That's a part of that game that I had never, ever heard. It's a Bills game from way back, you know, that it predates the 90s and the glory years that stands out to a lot of people. You got to be, you know, the Mike's age or my age to remember it. I barely remember this game. I don't remember watching it. It might not have even been on TV because of blackout rules. But I've never known that there was a 50-yard field goal attempt, which in 1974, a 50-yard field goal attempt might as well be an 80-yard field goal attempt, I feel like. I can't imagine the success rate in 1974 on field goals of 50 yards and above. I bet they didn't even get attempted that much. I bet if this weren't like the final play of the game, I bet they would not have even bothered to try it. Because it just did not happen that guys kicked it that far. But anyway, cool one, very cool game, and a really great memory. Appreciate it very much, Mike. Joe is up next here on WGR. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Bulldog. How you doing?
Really well, thanks.
Good. In high school, the football coach always tried to get me to join the team and play be a lineman, and I just had no desire to do it. I watched him practice. And I couldn't deal with two-a-days and then playing for 14 seconds every play. I skipped to after college when I'm road managing a band out of Rochester. For some reason, every Sunday, we ended up in this same bar. And they had football on. And it was when Steve Largent was going for the reception record for a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stuck with me. And I just kept watching it and watching it. And then became a football fan. And now I'm a diehard Bills fan for the last 50 years or 40 years, whatever it is. And then 5 years ago, I think I landed on you and Mike. Well, I listened to Mike when he was in Rochester.
All right.
Followed him to Buffalo. So that's my
Awesome. And before this moment with Steve Largent, you were what, kind of casual about sports? Weren't as into it, or what?
Yeah, you know, it was sort of a periphery thing. My father was a Yankees fan, so I kind of watched that. But in terms of football, it was like, ah, who cared? But then Steve Largent, and it just grabbed me that this guy was going for a record, and I just had to keep watching to see what happened.
Yeah,
and then I just kind of fell in love with the game.
That's awesome. I love that it's someone outside of the region, right? Like Rochester, Buffalo, you know, you would think about the Bills, or, you know, the Giants or the Jets or something more regional, maybe. There was always the one kid in school that liked the Dolphins because, you know, they were just going to try to be different. Or maybe they had an uncle that lived in Miami or something, whatever. We know you were just trying really hard to be that kid out there, if that was you. But Largent is just an excellent sort of, I don't want to say random, he's a great player. But just interesting that is what turned you into the football fan you are now. I like it, and thanks for listening. I'm glad you found Mike in Rochester all those years ago and that you've continued to take us in. Bills-wise, for me, you know, OJ is the obvious choice. That's the thing that got me you know, cutting out pictures from the Courier Express and like box scores and just different stuff. I still have a scrapbook. I should find it. For all the times I say I still have it. I'm not 100% where, like, I'm not sure I could walk in a room and put eyes on it. You know what I mean? But I know it's in the house. 98% sure it's enough. There's a chance that Hurricane Mom at some point came through, and but I don't think so. I don't think she would throw out a scrapbook on me. Anyway, not my mom, my wife, mom. Anyway, I think you followed along. It'd be weird if my mom was coming to my house and cleaning it, wouldn't it? But for me, like, as much as OJ was the maybe in you know, the flashpoint, the star. I mean, 73 on 8. And 2,000 yards and all that, Bobby Chandler was more of the guy for me, even a little later than that. And I love how many people out there, at least on my Twitter feed, have the same recollection about Bobby Chandler and the sideline catches and how if you grew up playing football on the street where there were curbs, you would you had to get feet in bounds. We didn't have review, but there were rules, and so the curb is out of bounds. So you'd like press your toes against the curb and turn and catch the ball and fall into the grass. That little patch of grass between the curb and the sidewalk was like the Chandler landing zone. And we would do that. Like, that was the most fun play a 10 or 12-year-old kid playing touch football in the street could possibly have in the 70s, I think. More for me than like running the line. I was never fast, right? So I'm not running past kids in my neighborhood. I often had a size advantage. So, you know, the odd Keon Coleman jump ball, like maybe I could win that. But mostly, like, throw it way out here. I'm big. Throw it out of bounds. I can lean, and ideally what you do is catch it as you're falling, right? So your feet are at the curb, and you're kind of using the curb to, like, brace you, and you're falling. I hope the video feed is enjoying the theatrics I'm going through here. Catch the ball, sort of like how you would, you know, play catch on a boat or off a diving board on a pool. Like, I'm in the air and I'm catching the ball and I'm falling and I'm catching it. This is so cool. That was the Bobby Chandler play, and it was so much fun to do that over and over and over again that I would have to say eventually Chandler for me became more, I don't know, more impactful. More, I never could pretend I was OJ. I was not fast. I was not elusive. I did not. It just didn't. Nothing. There's no nothing there for me. But leaning my toes against the curb and falling on the grass, catching a football, awesome. And a lot of you had the same experience, according to my Twitter feed, which is awesome. All right, we got a timeout here, and thank you already for the input. We will fire this up again later on in the afternoon, but right now, well, we're gonna you know get input on this subject from our next two guests. First up is Sam Panionovic, co-host of Bet Sweats with our buddy Joe Ostrowski. He's coming up. And then Matt Parrino at 4. So hang in there. Hope you're having a great Friday, launching into a fantastic weekend. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is away today. This is WG.
Back in the 90s, when the Bulls were on fire, this was like end of the season for us, end of the season for them. I get a call from Michael. Meet me at Sunset Ridge early. We're going to go play 18 holes. We didn't have a game. We had a day off. So I meet him at Sunset Ridge. We played around. Beat him for a couple thousand, and I'm getting ready to leave. Now, Bulls are playing that night. They play Cleveland. So I'm thinking he's leaving. It's 10 o'clock. He's like, no, let's go play again. So he goes and we fill up a bag full of ice and Coors Light. We walk again. we roll around another 18, and I take him for another couple. And And now we've been drinking all afternoon. Now he's going from Sunset Ridge to the stadium to play a game. And I'm messing around. I'm like, I'm going to call my bookie and all the money that you just lost to me, I'm putting on Cleveland tonight. He goes, I'll bet you that we win by 20 points and I have more than 40. I'm like, done. Son of a gun goes out, scores 52 and they win by 26 or something after 18 holes of golf.
And 36 holes of golf.
36 holes of golf and having like maybe 10 Bud Lights.
There's a story that pertains to our next guest on the West Her Hotline, co-host of Bet Sweats with our buddy Joe Ostrowski. It's Sam Panionovic, his weekly visit with us, brought to you by Sam, who's willing to continue to join us all summer long, which we admire. That is Jeremy Roenick talking about playing golf with Michael Jordan, who, I guess, Sam, you were just the right age for Michael Jordan, right? I guess I like basketball. Good job, by the way. Good job being born and being in Chicago.
I'd like to thank my parents, first and foremost, for that. They decided in 1989 that they were going to have a boy. By the time I was 4, he had 3 rings. By the time I was 9, he had 6. That's the easiest question I could answer for you. Who was your guy? Yeah. It was him. I grew up with that psycho.
Yeah. You must have heard lots of stories like the one that Roenick just shared that you encouraged Zach to play for your visit, I imagine, right? Because Jordan's away from the field activities were often speculated about.
Oh, man, the things I could tell you, the things I can't tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'll give you one quick story that I'm close to. I wasn't there, but I've had this confirmed. I had a buddy years ago. He was probably like 22 or 23. He's a poker player, and he was very good. And he tells it this way. You don't leave Michael's game until Michael is either out of money or he takes you out of money. So this kid goes up there with about 20,000 and he's got maybe 40, 45, 50,000. And Michael just keeps going back and getting more money and getting more money and getting more money. And eventually the kid had a rough stretch, lost a few hands, lost a big hand, left there with nothing. Michael would not stop. Like his competition was so strong. He wouldn't stop until he either won or had nothing left. And that's a story that probably a lot of people around Chicago could tell.
Right. But what nobody knows is that that man later went on to become president of the United States. No, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. That's not confirmed at all. That's not a part of the story. Pretty good score to beat Jordan. You know, I'm over here with Danny Gare. His number hangs in the rafters. You know, that's all I got. I don't have trophies. I don't have rings, but pretty good. How was the fourth?
It was solid. My brother threw a party. I was actually back in Chicago. It was a younger crowd, though. When I say younger crowd, think 25 to 30 playing a lot of beer games. Ugh. They played beer games for 5 hours, and that's not my thing.
No.
I'd rather do shots and do other things, but
yeah.
It was fine. The food was good, family and friends. I mean, I'm usually in Boston, so I'm not near my family. So it was good. I know you had a great day because I texted you about 8 o'clock, got nothing back.
Well, my birthday was Tuesday. I was working the whole week. You know, obviously we had Friday off. So I laid very low. My wife's schedule was kind of messed up too. So like my birthday kind of came and went without much fanfare. And, you know, not to mention, by the way, I turned 60. So it's not exactly like, oh, let's hit the strip or anything. But nonetheless, I was sort of saving it up and played golf Friday morning, the 4th. And my favorite bar that I go to every Saturday after I play golf was open, you know, at noon on the 4th, but no kitchen, just drinks. And they said, like on social media, feel free to bring food if you want. I literally made a sandwich and wrapped it up and walked into the bar with a sandwich. I'm like, how bad do you want it? I need to be here right now. My birthday was Tuesday. I've not really had any beers yet. And that was not good planning because I went a little hard in the early part of the day. And yeah, by later on, it's a good thing I didn't lose my phone. We were out in the country and we had a great day, but I did not make it much past the bonfire being lit for me.
Oh, dude, the older we get, the harder it gets. And I'm excited but also terrified because I just booked my flight. I have to go to Vegas. I go every August to get bets in, and we join contests, and there's like a huge crew of people that go. There's also an event. So it's like a sports betting time for me to go, and I'm dreading it. I land on the 12th, and I'm there until the 17th. That used to excite me, but now I'm terrified. That's five nights in Vegas, and I'm not ready for it.
Right. Well, start training. You've got more than a month to get ready. Just barely more than a month. 12th through the 17th, you said. Yeah, that's right. We talked last week about how me and the big kid are going to be in Boston on the 16th, so we're going to miss you, which is too bad. Sam Panayotovic, co-host of Bet Sweats, 9 to noon on the Bet 1520, also on the Odyssey app and streaming and Twitter and everywhere else, right? I mean, you can watch your stuff everywhere, right? So you were texting me about the Heisman earlier today and the odds on that. I mean, is that one of the things that's on the list for Vegas? Or no, you can do that where you are. I can't. And what stood out to you? What I noticed right away was, am I missing something? Arch Manning is not considered someone who could win the Heisman this year?
No, I sent you, that's my bad. I sent you a slip of, like, I wanted to talk about a certain player. Arch is the favorite right now.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, these were people, yeah. Further down the list. Okay, I understand. Okay, good. Gotcha. Wow.
Which is a good talking point though, because the Heisman favorite hasn't won it in, I think, 10 years going into the season. It rarely happens. I mean, we've seen guys like Spencer Rattler be the Heisman favorite. DJ Uiagalelei, who was horrible at Clemson, he got benched and then he transferred. Like, it's not been a good list. You don't want to be the preseason favorite.
Last I'm such an idiot. Of course, this list starts that you sent me with Jeremiah Smith at plus 1300. Of course, someone's got better odds than that to win the Heisman. I'm such a moron. Anyway, okay. So
no, but I didn't put you in a good spot there. That's fine. Arch is the favorite, and that. It's mostly on name, not on production. I mean, we don't really know what he is. And when we saw him last year, he was playing against bad teams. Your concern there, if you bet anybody that isn't Arch, is that they go into Ohio State week one, he throws three touchdowns, and then he just runs away with it. I mean, that's certainly possible.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go into Ohio State and lose by two touchdowns, which is very possible.
Open the floodgates for everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, then it's, what are they going to say? Bulldog, he's not his uncle's. can't cut it in the big games, and then they're going to write him off, and then that's when I would bet him. I would like Arch at about, I think his true price is probably like 12-1, but because he's Arch Manning, it's 6-1. So I don't like to bet the favorites to begin with, let alone this favorite that everybody likes. But let me talk to you about Carson Beck. I just bet this about an hour ago. There's an 18-1 on him. There's a 20, a 22, a 25. FanDuel has a 37.
Mm.
I bet 37.
Shop
He's
around.
Going to be the starting quarterback at Miami. They just made Cam Ward the number one pick in the draft. He put up banana numbers, and they bring back two offensive linemen. They bring back a lot of that offensive coaching staff. They have some question marks at receiver, but they have speed and skill from Florida. I mean, that's known to do well over the years.
Mm-hmm.
They recruit well. Mario always has players, the head coach. And he was the Heisman, like, runner-up last year in terms of, like, guys to bet in August. It was Ewers was favored, and then it was Carson Beck. So you're telling me that Carson Beck, who was 8-1 last year, is now as high as 37-1 this year? Uh-uh. That doesn't make sense to me, man.
That is messed up. And that's just, what, going from Georgia to Florida? Or Miami, excuse me?
I guess. Wow. He didn't play well last year at Georgia, and maybe there were some reasons for that on both sides. I mean, player or program. But Georgia, when you think of Georgia, do you think of NFL pocket passer? No. You think of win the lines, you know, O-line, D-line, run the ball. Very tough to score on. Miami plays fun and gun. Miami, the quarterback catches the ball, he turns and he throws it. Go look at how many times Cam Ward threw the ball last year. Now you put a pocket passer in a pocket passing offense. His numbers are going to be better, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, but you make a point about Georgia. Other than Matthew Stafford, I mean, where are we? I mean, it's possible there's a very obvious guy that should spring to mind, but the next guy I'm thinking of is Jake Fromm. Like, there's not much in the history there. What else in college football, like, you know, is there value to be had already on looking ahead, like conference championship or, you know, the playoff or any of that sort of stuff? Is there something you like out there, or is it too early?
No, I like Clemson a lot, and we've been doing a lot of college content because, believe it or not, as much as I love baseball, I can't talk about betting baseball for 3 hours a day. I'd go insane. So we've been sprinkling in a little bit of college football and NFL because you have to have a well-balanced plate. I don't need to tell you that. So Clemson, to me, is the most talented it's been since Trevor Lawrence was there. So we're going back, like, what, 5 or 6 years now. They stopped, like, believing in guys that didn't start at Clemson. Dabo was really weird for a while. He's like, oh, if you don't start at Clemson, you don't deserve to finish here. And you're like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. In the ever-changing NIL culture where players are leaving all the time, he didn't want anybody else's players. And he's like, well, if you start at Clemson, you finish. Yeah, whatever. He realized that was not good. So now he's starting to hit the portal. And there was a time when they had T. Higgins and DeAndre Hopkins at receiver at Clemson. I'm hearing that the receiver room is close to that, and that's been an issue for them. You have a quarterback in Kate Klubnik. He's the second Heisman favorite. The schedule's easy. The defense always has like 5 NFL players on it. Clemson's loaded talent-wise. And if the quarterback is as good as some people believe, that's a team that could go 11-1. I don't want to say 12-0 because that's hyperbole. But I think they could be a 10-11 win team, and I love them to win the ACC.
Yeah. Speaking of talking about betting baseball, I gotta share this story with you that happened live on the air on Monday. Mike and I were running through our FanDuel apps, putting together the 8 division winners into a parlay. I've done this every year since it's been legal to do it in New York State. And, you know, of course I haven't won, but it's fun to like sort of like, well, okay, which long shots do I want? Like, it's going to be chalk. Of course, not all the favorites are going to win probably. And like putting that together, and we're doing that. And we, in the process of it, I thought, I want to save this one because I like the way it got put together. I like the choices. And I realized I wasn't logged in, and it wouldn't let me save it. So I logged in, and when I logged in, I saw that there was $1,500 in my account that was not there the last time I remember looking at my app. And what happened is, this sort of plays into Friday evening and into Saturday and Sunday. Like, we went out to lunch on Sunday and had a couple drinks, and I'm settling in for an afternoon nap, right? The time of the bet stamp is 2:38. PM. So baseball games are already underway. I put in a 5-leg parlay that I completely forgot about until on the show Monday at 5:00. And I logged into the app like, oh, that hit? Are you kidding? I bet the Angels plus 1.5 mid-game? That's not even me. Did somebody break into my I won a bet that I don't remember making at all. And it's not because I'm in there like crazy at this time of the year, right? It's so routine that I would forget about it. It's that I'm not betting often at this time of the year, that so when I do it, I can easily forget that I did it, and that was the case. So what a pleasant surprise that was to log in and see like, oh, I won a huge parlay. Awesome.
That's what we used to call the peekaboo. You just find it. You didn't know it was there. It was there. And you're like, oh, okay. Oh, let me see. I'm either going to buy a new set of golf clubs or I'm going to make more bets now, because that's how it works. All right. So with the divisional stuff, I'm not going to give you 8 winners because
no, of course not.
Right. But
no,
I could tell you where I would start. In the AFC West, it's Kansas City. It has to be. I mean, Mahomes has maybe the best staff around him offensively that he's ever had as a player. He's got Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, Hunt and Pacheco, and Andy Reid, and by the way, a defense that's probably the best it's been in Kansas City.
All right.
The fact that that's minus 120, I don't know what I'm missing, Bulldog.
Yeah.
Like, I like that straight, let alone in a parlay. Like, that's a very good bet.
Just so you know, I will be following. Sorry. I want to let you know, I'll follow along here, and like we'll keep track of what it's going to be worth at the end. Because I got the app open. So Kansas City, like, it's minus 115 at FanDuel, by the way, just so you know, the odds are a little different than what you're looking at. So Chiefs, yeah.
I'm building one of the different place.
Yep.
Chiefs, all right. So let's go Chiefs minus 120. In the North, I'm going to go Minnesota. I think they have the best roster, plus 350. If the quarterback is going to play well, McCarthy, I'll take my chances. I'm not betting Detroit or Green Bay. That division's wide open, so I like Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
In the West, let's go Niners, plus 150. Schedule is so easy, so easy.
They got to be. I know you and Joe were talking about worst to first. They got to be an easy bet for a worst to first team this year because they finished last in that division last year, and that was just a weird year for them, right?
Yeah, and they're favored to win the division, so the books know. You know I'm doing Buffalo, minus 280. That's a winner.
All right. I'm on that, too.
The East. I mean, you should go Philly.
I gotta go.
Let's explode this. Let's go Dallas.
Yes, that is. I'm gonna do that for real. I think, like, when I get, we'll see. I might end up liking this one enough that I'll actually do it right now because, you know, I'm flush, if you didn't hear. But I love Dallas at that number. I don't think they're the best team in that division, but I just see a year where it just goes right. We talked about this already 10 times, I think, this year. So Dallas, all right. What do we got left here? How about the NFC South?
NFC South. Yeah, I got three more. I got five in right now. It's already 180-1. In the South, I'll go Atlanta.
Same. I love that.
Penix. I'm a big Penix guy.
Me too.
Let's go. I mean, Baltimore. Yeah. I don't like Baltimore big picture, but they're good enough to win the division.
Right.
Like their defense is so good. So that leaves the AFC South. We're already, by the way, if you're keeping track at home, we're at plus 103,000. Houston. I mean, I could go Jacksonville, but let's go Houston. All right, so that's eight picks. Kansas City, Minnesota, San Francisco, Buffalo, Dallas, Atlanta, Baltimore, Houston, plus 221,565.
What did I do? Did I miss something here? I'm trying to figure you Atlanta, San Francisco, Minnesota, Dallas, KC, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo. I've got plus 43,186 over here. So these numbers are not matching up, but still, that's all right. I think I might play the feud with that, Sam. I think I like it. Dallas is probably the riskiest one of those. You're helping talk me out of Jacksonville instead of Houston. I was sort of down on Houston last year as a team that was being sort of placed in the upper echelon of the conference, and it turned out I was you know, right about that. But maybe another year older, maybe they can figure things out, and the division is so weak that, you know, even a 10-win Houston team could win that division, I suppose. It really depends on what you think of Jacksonville, I guess, right?
Yeah, they're giving the keys to Liam Cohen. Now, if you don't know much about Liam Cohen, he's in the McVay tree, who, of course, was under the Shanahan tree. So it's like four guys right now that are actually five, if you add Matt LaFleur. You got Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, LaFleur in Green Bay, O'Connell in Minnesota, Liam Cohen in Jacksonville, and then there's one more that's not coming to mind right now, but they're all like these, like, high-octane offensive minds. And Liam Cohen is ideally the next piece of lineage in that Shanahan-McVay tree. And he's an offensive dude. I mean, look what he did with Baker Mayfield last year. Baker threw for 4,500 yards in Tampa. And Evans and Godwin were both hurt. So he's definitely gotten production out of a lot of guys over the years.
Yeah. Whatever I'm saying my odds are, my app is acting really weird because just now while you were talking, I toggled between Houston and Jacksonville in that parlay, and the difference in the odds is 190, and it didn't change the odds at all. So my app is acting very, very finicky. I'm not sure I want to trust it right now. Are you at all interested? Did you talk at all this week about this celebrity golf thing? Are you someone that wades into that, or do you just basically ignore it?
No, I draw the line at hot dogs, buddy.
That, by the way, I just missed the telecast when I went out with my sandwich wrapped in aluminum foil to my favorite bar on Friday at 12:30 in the afternoon, or it was later than that. So I missed the hot dog concept. They had it on, and I'm like, did the guy, the runner up cover 17 and a half? Did he like, nope. No, he lost by 24. I'm like, damn, poor Sam.
Everybody underachieved except for Chestnut, like the whole day. In fact, everybody on the women's side and men's side that had an over-under, every under hit. So if anybody was scalping unders, they were cleaning up. And there were some people that were parlaying all the unders on the men, like every number under. Chestnut was 71.5. He only ate 70.5, so he went under. But he destroyed the field. He won handily. He ate 70.5 hot dogs in 10 minutes. You know how disgusting that is?
Yeah. I mean, I've never watched it, but I can assume it's repulsive. Yeah. Like, no question. I eat three hot dogs and feel like, what did I just do to my body?
It's so bad. And then you have to keep it down for 15 minutes, too. That's the rule. So you have to eat it really fast. I never knew that.
You can't just go vomit.
And then hold it. Yep, you got 15 to hold it. And if you don't hold it, you're disqualified.
Does holding – I don't want to ask a follow-up. I think we should just stop here. Right? Yes, better judgment. Sam, thanks for always being such a beast and joining us on these beautiful summer Friday afternoons. We appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is our dude Sam Paniatovic, co-host of Bet Sweats from 9 to noon on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520 if you're bumping around in your car and want to tune it in and check it out. They do a great job. Joe Ostrowski will be, I assume, back with us in football season, and Sam has been here year-round, which, again, as I just said to him, we appreciate. All right, timeout at hand. We will hit up Matt Perino, co-host of the Shout podcast, long time on the Bills beat now, and we'll get back into some football and also take our question about the fuse being lit on sports to Matt as well. As we continue, and then lots of your calls, hopefully, on the other side of that as we continue through a beautiful summer Friday. Mike Shope is off today, along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.